Mr. Vice President, my delegation warmly welcomes the delegation of Tajikistan and congratulates them for the presentation of a comprehensive national report. We note with appreciation the various legislative, procedural and institutional measures executed by Tajikistan in the implementation of the praises and recommendations since the adoption of its initial UPI report. The national report mentions the various institutional reforms that have been undertaken and a number of national action plans that have been developed in Tajikistan in the recent years to ensure more effective promotion and protection of human rights. We note that a moratorium on capital punishment is in place in Tajikistan since 2004 and appreciate additional initiatives being considered to completely abolish the death penalty. It is encouraging that Tajikistan is currently considering ratification of a number of important international human rights instruments such as the CRPD and the Second Optional Protocol to the ICCPR. Various measures being undertaken at the national level to empower women, promote gender equality, combat domestic violence, and promote the right to health and education are worth mentioning and need to be bolstered by further reforms. Although confronted with the adversities associated with land ruggedness and rugged mountainous terrains, the achievements made by Tajikistan on the economic and social development fronts are very positive. Remarkably, poverty in Tajikistan fell from 81% in 1999 to 31% in 2015. While wishing the delegation of Tajikistan all success in the UPR engagement, my delegation would like to put across the following recommendation. Give continuity to strengthening of national human rights institutions and mechanisms to further promote and protect human rights in the country.